Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. God is mightily moving by His Spirit. He's always the same. He's always on our side. He's always pulling for us. Why would you say that He's pulling for us? That's because He wants us to win. If you go to your son's football game, you want his team to win and you want him to win. Well, God pulls for us. He wants us to understand His ways and His principles and overcome all of Satan's influences. He wants us to detect His knowledge and use it. God is pulling for us. He loves us. And he's always the same. He's always ready to help. That's why when you seek the Lord, He can be found. And if you hadn't sought Him yet, seek Him now, because He's good. I wouldn't be saying this if it wasn't true. Since I've been a Christian, the Lord has helped me to understand so many things. And He's been patient with me. And I'm not the smartest person in the world. So the Lord had to help me a lot. But as He's always good, I love Him. And we're going to pick up where we left off last week. For this year, for most of this year, we've been addressing hard questions. We started in the spring addressing the hard questions. Again, it's not a call-in show. The Lord gives me the question that we addressed it with scriptures, and as He guides us to do it. And the one we're working on now is, how do I use my faith? A lot of people have heard many things about faith. People have faith. And this, we're going to answer that question. How do I use my faith? Faith is very important. The grace of God, we access God's gift, His grace, by our faith. Jesus Christ did for us what we cannot do for ourselves. He died for everybody. He took on those stripes, those whips. They left marks and marred His body. He did this for our healing. That's why we say by His stripes we are healed. The whip marks left stripes in His body. And he paid for your healing, whether you use it or not. And you have to access it by your faith. And many times we're not skilled in using our faith, but there's always hope. God has people that can help you pray. He said, if you need healing, if you're not skilled in faith, have the elders to come and pray for you. And you will be raised from your sickbed. So God has people in place to help you. Until you get on your feet, you can and learn to use your faith, there are people that will help you. And ask God to send them your way. But we still have to learn to use our faith. We get saved by faith, and we get healed by faith, and we access the life of God by faith.
Amen.
And that's why God put that hard question out there. How do I use my faith?
Amen.
And we have a wonderful guest minister, Pastor Jim McCann IV. He's a blessing. I'm telling you, he's a blessing. And I've been to many churches, and this is a good church. The Lord at Victory Christian Fellowship. That's where I attend, and I love the Lord. I'm a member
Amen.
Here, and it's a blessing. I've been blessed since the day I walked in the door.
Amen. You're a wonderful blessing.
And but God loves His people. I've seen miracles done here.
Amen.
And, encouraging messages since I've been here. And Pastor Jim taught a message about faith. I said, I've got to interview him on the radio. I got to share him with the radio audience. And he's a blessing. Now, the next voice you hear is that of Pastor Jim McCann IV.
All right. Thank you, Thurston. And what a blessing you are. And thank you for having me on as your guest here. Last time, if you were able to be with us last time, we began to get into this word substance in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. We said that faith is the substance.
Yeah.
And we talked about how that word there is the idea of faith lays a foundation for the things you're hoping for, and I thought that'd be a good place to pick up. Because really, what we believe or the faith that we have is firmly established on what we have been taught.
Yeah.
Paul told the church at Corinth, he said, as a wise master builder, I laid a foundation.
Yeah.
And most of the time, that's the way it is with every believer, that some minister laid a foundation. He said, I laid a foundation, which is Christ, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he said, another man built their own.
Yep.
And then he says this, he said, but take heed how you build their own. So other people are adding to your foundation, the people you're listening to, whether you're a pastor or somebody you're listening on TV, like Brother Copeland or Creflo Dollar or whoever you're used to listening to. They're helping build that foundation if you're meditating on those things. But I love that he says, so take heed how you build. In other words, you better check out what you're listening to. You better take heed, because that is how the very concept of what you're going to believe for, the very thing you're going to believe for, you're going to be standing on that foundation. So if you're listening to a minister that says, well, God, you know, he might want you poor to keep you humble, then it's going to be hard for you to believe God to supply your needs.
That's right.
When you've got this this foundation you're standing on is, well, God might be keeping me humble. It might just not be God's will for me to receive the blessings of Abraham that is supposed to come on the Gentiles, but maybe that's not for me. Well, you're standing on the shaky foundation.
Yeah, that's shaky.
And that is. That's real shaky. So let's talk about then, just for a moment, we'll read through these first two verses again in Hebrews chapter 11. But we're going to talk about verse 3, because I want to talk about a different word today. Last time we talked about substance, but let's talk about the word understand. And because somebody might be asking a question from last time, saying, okay, my foundation seems to be a little shaky. I want to check out the faith that I am using. Because if we're going to be faith people and the question is, how do I use my faith? Then I need to check my faith out. And is it something that is usable? Is it something that's going to bring results? Because I'm going to tell you something, people, we can believe God for a healing, but it shouldn't take us years and years and years to receive that. And if it's taking me that long, or let's say we're believing God for something, it's time for me to check out what I believe about faith. It's time for me to check out my own heart, because we know there's not a problem with the Word of God. There's just the problem on how we're working it, and how we're working faith. And I believe, and don't get frustrated, because we've all been there. I'm believing God for something, for certain healings in my own family, in my own life, and in the lives of different family members, in my own children. I got certain things I'm believing God for that are allergies and things like that. So we all got things we're believing God for, but we have to know that faith works in every situation. And that, and God's trying to use us as parents or whoever, whether you're believing God for yourself or someone else. So we got to check out what we truly believe. Because faith is fully persuaded. Faith does not doubt in his heart. And we have to, you know, ask ourselves a question. When I speak faith, when I believe and I'm speaking what I believe, it's supposed to bring results. So then how do I increase in this? How do I go any further? So let's read this. And I think there's a key ingredient once again in verse 3, like there was in verse 1. It says, now faith is a substance, that foundation of things we've hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, by that is by faith, these elders that are all mentioned, starting with Abel to Enoch to Noah, all of them, these elders obtained a good testimony. And we'll talk briefly about that too. Then it says this, by faith we understand. You know, a lot of people, the reason they can't get in faith is because they just don't understand. They just don't have no understanding when it comes to the things of God. There's a deeper hearing than you hear physically that Jesus said. He said, hearing, they don't understand. And seeing, they don't perceive. There's a deeper hearing. There's a spiritual hearing. That is called understanding. And there's a deeper seeing of the things of God that is called perception or perceiving. And what we might, if we have time, we'll go over there and check that out. But it just depends on how long we get caught up on these two verses here. But it says right here, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Well, God's a faith God. We're a faith people. God framed this world by his word, and we're to frame our worlds by their word. And really, Hebrews 11 is about men and women of God who frame their worlds by the word, or literally the rhema. The word there for word of God is the word rhema, is the very specific spoken word of God. And so they did this, but by faith they understood, first of all, that their world could be framed by the word of God, and that God's words have framing power to them. You know, and they really do. But I want you to notice something here. It says, by it the elders obtained a good testimony. You know, the word testimony there, or actually even that obtained a good testimony is actually one word in the Greek. Yeah. The whole obtained a good testimony is not a phrase in the Greek. And actually, for by the elders, martyromide. Mm-hmm. And it's actually the word for martyr.
Yeah.
And by the time you get to the next chapter, and we're looking back at chapter 11, or in chapter 12, wow. It says, we are encompassed about by a great cloud of witnesses. Yep. It no longer calls them elders, it calls them the noun version of martyrima. It says these who were like martyrs. It literally goes to the noun version, these martyrs. Mm-hmm. And really what a martyr is in the old sense, we know how we think about it now, mm-hmm. someone who lays down their life for their faith.
Yeah.
But in the ancient world, a martyr was someone who gave testimony. And that's why some translation says the elders obtained a good testimony. The elders are giving testimony.
Uh-huh.
And as a matter of fact, one of my favorite translation of Hebrews chapter 12, where it speaks of that, it says that we are surrounded by a great cloud of men of faith bearing witness or bearing testimony.
Uh-huh.
They're telling us how this faith walk works.
Yeah.
They're telling us examples from their life of faith, the Enochs, the Noahs, the the Abels, the Abrahams, the Sarah, the Rahab, the Joshuas, all these people that Hebrews 11 speaks of, they're bearing witness to this. But I'm going to tell you now, the modern way we use that word is not wrong either. Hmm. Because you think about that.
Yeah.
Martyrs, if you're using the noun, or martyrimai, if you're using the verb, they bore a good testimony. They martyrimai. By saying that, think about this. To come to a life of faith, they really did have to come to a death of some things. They had to come to a point where they had to accept a martyrdom. For example, if you've grown up with the idea that, well, this is just the way it is, seeing is believing and stuff, well, you're going to have a death to your flesh, a death to the way you've thought, you know, even coming into Christ for salvation, you know?
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have to die to our sins, die to the way we've always thought, and really receive life in a whole new area.
Yeah.
You know, but even when we come in with bad doctrine and things, we're going to have to die to some things.
You have to extinguish false opinions.
Oh, absolutely. Take Abraham, for example. He had to die to the concept that he could ever really do anything for God and be what God called him to be in Ur of the Chaldees.
Yeah.
You know, God called him out of that place. So he had to die to his old way of life.
Yeah.
Cross over the Euphrates River and come in and be obedient to God, die to himself, and all of them. You know, if Abel, he couldn't just offer anything. He had to bring what God wanted. That's that's why Cain's was rejected, you know. But by faith, he offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Mm-hmm. So in other words, he had to die to anything else he wanted, only give God what he asked for.
Yeah.
And so faith is faithful. Faith requires obedience. And so if we're going to be these people of faith, then we need to grab, number one, God's right and his word is right.
Yeah.
And anything that doesn't line up with my life, with the word of God, is going to be different. It's going to bring doubt to my heart. Yeah. It's going to sidetrack me from the way God sees things. And so therefore, it's going to be hard for me to be a person of faith when I haven't died to the things of the flesh, died to old doctrines, died to, well, mama said it this way. Think about how many things we pick up on growing up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, you know, you have a lot of people say, well, you know, all sin is the same in the eyes of God. You hear people say that all the time. When God's word refutes that, he treats different. He'll say, these things I hate, these things are an abomination. Or he'll say, it'll be more tolerable in the day of judgment for Sodom and Gomorrah than for Tyre and Sidon. In other words, they're going to be judged differently.
Yeah.
And things like this. But but somehow we got this politically correctness that has come into our Bible teaching that somehow God thinks they've all sinned the same. That's just an example.
Yeah.
But we pick up on these things.
Yeah.
They're not doctrinally sound.
Mm-mm.
They come from the world.
Yeah.
And so we got to check out everything we believe.
Yeah.
And real quick before I finish up on this, but it says, by faith we understand. Understanding is the key word here.
Mm-hmm.
Mark chapter 4, we won't take time to go there too much because that's a whole other lesson in itself. But he's talking about the parable of the sower.
Yeah.
And Matthew talks about it too, the book of Matthew. As a matter of fact, where Matthew talks about the sower sows the word.
Yeah.
And it speaks of the sowed, the word sown on the hard ground.
Yeah.
The wayside is what it says. And it says that he who hears the word and does not understand it.
Right.
See, the key word is they didn't understand the word.
Yeah.
Saying comes immediately to steal the word.
Still.
So you see, the key concept to hearing was they were supposed to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it says, and then it goes to the other two types, and then it comes down to the good soul, mm-hmm. it says, but he who hears the word, the one that's going to produce a crop, 30, 60, and 100 fold,
yeah.
he who hears the word and understands
and
it.
Understand.
And then Jesus went on to explain, he says, if you understand the parable of sower,
mm-hmm.
it'll unlock the secrets of the kingdom.
Yeah.
And he said, he told them, yeah, it'll unlock
right.
it. And he talks about a hearing that yeah. brings understanding.
Yeah.
How many think about all the times in the book of Revelation? He that has ears to hear, let him hear.
Yeah.
He that has ears to hear, let him hear.
Yeah.
Faith comes by what?
Hearing.
And hearing by the word of God. It's a hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing that brings an understanding.
Right.
And so our understanding of the word of God, and in hearing and hearing and hearing, building it upon the word of God, not building up on somebody's doctrine that they've tossed over
yeah.
the years, is going to build a solid foundation so we can receive from God.
Yeah.
So I think some of the key words that we got to pay attention here is, number one, what foundation am I standing on with faith?
Uh-huh.
And number two is, am I in a place where I'm constantly gaining more and more understanding
That's true.
From the word of God? Understanding in the areas of healing, understanding
yeah.
of what God says about prosperity,
yeah.
and is my understanding based on God's word, or is it based on ideas that I picked up over the years?
Yeah.
You know, I tell people all the time, man, it's time, if you're going to grow, to turn that television off and get into the word of God.
That's true. That's
because
true.
That's where we're going to grow at. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
You know, that's a blessing, Pastor Jim, because when people when we hear the word and hear the word and hear the word is anointed.
That's anointed.
It's
Amen.
Anointed to train, to rebuke where we need rebuking, to bless us, to help us to train in God's word. But error has no anointing.
No, it does not.
And it's not something that can help you. But when you hear the word of God, you're giving the Holy Spirit something to train you with.
That's right.
Because His Spirit will communicate to your human spirit
Amen.
And help you understand it. And then the word will renew, it renews our mind as we hear it and hear it and hear it.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
Again, we're out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll,
Amen.
He'll continue to train and teach
Praise
those
the Lord.
Who get in His presence. You know, when I say that, I think about times I would get in His presence and I would ask God all kind of questions. And He would always get the answer to
them. Amen.
You know, I said a few broadcasts before, I said most of my prayer time is actually listening.
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
God
no
has
doubt
so
about
much
it.
To say. So I'm not saying that lightly. Those who are hungry, He will continually train you.
That's
Even
right.
We're out of time, but He's not out of time.
He's not.
He's got more time than you do. But anyway, remember, I love you. God Amen. Loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.
Amen.